The Bonzi Buddy Show is an animated children's TV show that was made and aired on multiple channels in 2001. The show most likely originated from Nick Jr., but others believed it originated from a cartoon TV channel in Canada. The show is based on the famous Bonzi Buddy, which has become a meme in recent internet years. The show is about the adventures of Bonzi and his friends, Petey the Parrot, Merlin the Wizard, Genie the Genie, many other characters. Created by Joe and Jay Bonzi, the same people who created the Bonzi Buddy software and the Bonzi Software Company, it had got very good ratings on TV show review websites on the internet after its first airing on Nick Jr., among other preschool channels, as well as blogs. But it later got awful ratings due to the software it was based on being confirmed to be spyware and adware. And because of this, the show only ran for 3 seasons and later canceled. The show has been lost since 2009. And as of 2023, no known accessible recordings, storyboards, scripts, plot, or audio of the show exist. Though VHS recordings supposedly exist, none have been released online. And for all intents and purposes, it is considered lost media. Now, only 2 images of the show have been found. The first image was a screenshot from the pilot episode that had its logo, which was found by Bonzi World users. The second image shows Bonzi at the beach, which was found by Robert B. Birdley, which was one of the people who worked on the show back then. The forum website, bonzibuddy.tk, aka Bonzi Buddies, had many topics talking about this show. Many users on the site claimed that they remember watching the show on Nick Jr. on CBS. A forum post on the site said that a new clip of the show had just dropped, but the video has probably been deleted since it can't be found anywhere. And it's unknown if the clip was even real or fake to begin with. The forum post, along with its replies and the video, didn't get archived. BonziBuddy.tk has been closed since 2016, and the owner of the website made a Reddit post explaining why. It is unknown when the show was canceled, though, but it is believed that the show did not continue past 2004, which was the same year the Bonzi Buddy software got discontinued. Bonzi software, however, got discontinued on Saturday, July 2nd of 2005, and was finally shut down in the end of 2008. The show never aired on Nick Jr. 2, considering the channel came out 2 years after the show got canceled. The only information about 3 of the 93 episodes the show had was from the pilot, with one episode revolving around Bonzi and his friends going to find his missing bananas, another where Bonzi tries to do stand-up comedy but fails, and another where Bonzi and probably his friends are at the beach, seen on the previously displayed image by Robert. However, the plot of the beach episode and every other episode is currently unknown. After the show had been canceled, the show never had any reruns on Nick Jr. The post. The following text below is taken from a post from a blog website that has been deleted a few years after the post was made for seemingly unknown reasons. The blog post was also both the first to mention this lost kids TV show, and what instigated the lost media hunt. October 1st, 2009, 12:30 a.m. Does anyone here remember Bonzi Buddy? That purple gorilla that would annoy the hell out of you and would make you uninstall it after a few minutes of using it? Well, I found out that there was a TV show for kids based on him. This is what I found on the internet a few days ago. 2000 was the year Bonzi Software's Bonzi Buddy was getting really popular, with over 4 million downloads. Because of this, in 2001, not only were there Bonzi Buddy plushies as a reward for Gold membership users, but Joe and Jay Bonzi had decided to work on a new kids' TV show about the Purple Gorilla and his friends, along with Nick Jr. Productions. When they started working on the show, many people were hired. For example, Jay Robinson did the storyboards. Jason O'Ryan did Bonzi's voice. The show used 2D animation, and it only lasted 3 seasons because of low ratings, and that the software it was based on was later confirmed to be spyware. The main reason people didn't like the show was because it was based on the spyware software, and alongside that, many users thought that Bonzi, either on the show or on the software itself, was understandably annoying. The plot the episodes had weren't so bad, according to the few users who have actually watched the show. Some were actually funny. Some people found that one of the episodes was stupid. One of them said it was one where Bonzi tries to do stand-up comedy that fails, I guess. 93 episodes were reported to have been made in total. The show aired on the Nick Jr. channel, also aired on Nick Jr. on CBS. At that time, the show was later canceled because of its criticism, with its last episode being Bonzi and his friends introducing a new character named Max, which, coincidentally, is from a new software Bonzi software made a while ago called Max Alert, which was the precursor to Bonzi Buddy. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much all the information about this show. What's even stranger is that fact that no clips or episodes of the show are on the Nick Jr. website, and even trying to look up the show on Google shows no results. I mean, how hasn't anyone recorded a single airing of this show yet? Well, anyway, if someone has recorded this show airing on TV, then why don't they release it on the internet? I mean, I tried contacting Jay Robinson asking for the episodes, but he didn't reply. I even tried contacting Jason O'Ryan, but I didn't get a response from him either. I mean, are the workers of this show busy or something? Nick Jr. or Nickelodeon don't seem to give a shit about this show anymore, and want it to be absolutely forgotten. I mean, I even tried contacting anyone, you know, even in proximity of this, but also no response. How am I supposed to watch at least one single episode from this show if there aren't any recordings of it online? I mean, I gotta ask, does the show even exist? Is all of this just a hoax? I have so many questions. I mean, if the show isn't on Nick Jr.'s website, then it must be because there's no point of adding a show that was this much despised, because no one was going to watch it in the first place. Or maybe the show just doesn't exist. Still, though, you know, they could have included it on their website if it was real. Maybe in some archival format. Because they have no idea that this show is now either lost media or a hoax. Oh yeah, I also tried looking up Joe and Jay Bonzi's contacts, but no results. No IMDb pages of this show. I tried contacting Nick Jr. because I wanted them to tell me if this show was real or not. Surprise, surprise. No response. No one replies to me. Why does no one want to talk about this mysterious show anymore? The other people who worked on this show are currently unknown as of now, and until we find out who the other workers are, I'm not going to be able to contact anyone else that worked on this. If a person who worked on this show is reading this, please, please contact me and give me more information about this show. Footage, if you even have it. Or at least anything else that is from this show. You can give me a script, a storyboard, etc. And those people who have the footage of this show, please contact me. Send me the footage. Publish it on the internet. I'll give you a reward. The Bonzi software website, if I remember correctly, actually had a contact page where you'd be able to contact the owners of the website, Joe and Jay. But since the website has been shut down, it's made contacting Joe and Jay a lot harder. Also, it says that there were reviews of this show. You know, if so, where? Where did those reviews even come from? And from that website? Was the website deleted? They could have been more specific, as it would be much more easier to find this show. But no, they weren't. I think there was also no information of this show on the Bonzi software website. And, you know, maybe I'm wrong. I hope I am. But I've never seen information of this TV show on the site. You know, they may have mentioned it on another page I didn't visit at the time that their site was still up, but you know, I don't know. I've already checked through my VHS collection to see if I had a Nick Jr. recording of this show, but, you know, I don't. I'm starting to think that all of this is a hoax, but I'll continue to do research on this lost show. All I want is that the mystery behind this gets to be solved. And that if the information behind this show is not a hoax, the episode at least get found. Me and my friends are still currently on the hunt. And if you want to join us and help us on the hunt, then feel free to contact me. We'll try as much as we can to track down this lost TV show, and if we're lucky enough, we may end up finding a recording. If anyone remembers seeing this show, I highly encourage you to join our hunt. Tell us what episodes of it have been airing on TV before, what they were called, if you remember, and what they were about. I'll make sure to update this blog if we find something, and we'll add the information you give to us. If we don't find anything, honestly, we may just cut our losses. This show might not even exist. Thanks for reading. Afterwards. After the post had been made, fans of the series scoured online resources, such as file sharing sites, but to no avail. Nick Jr. or Nickelodeon has yet to fully release the episodes. The OP might have never made an update to the page, and their contact as of now is currently unknown. Since the blog website had been deleted, it is unknown if the footage of this show has ever been found or not. Chances are, it still hasn't been found, since searching for the Bonzi Buddy show to this day will still not show any results. The show itself does exist, though. I mean, it has to. The OP might have never gotten a response from Jay Robinson, Jason O'Ryan, or Nick Jr., but there might be VHS recordings of this show somewhere in the world. But unknown if copies even did survive. The forum. The forum BonziBuddy.tk had many posts made by users saying that they remembered seeing the show, that this wasn't some Mandela effect. There's also a screenshot of an unarchived post saying that a clip of the lost Bonzi Buddy show had just dropped, but it's unknown if it was real or fake. Looking up a clip about this show will not show any results, and the video probably got deleted. The topics regarding the Bonzi Buddy show were the most viewed ones and the most replied on the website, considering it lost media. BonziWorld.com. Bonzi World was a website where you could chat with people online as a Bonzi Buddy, avatar of sorts. Each Bonzi had its own color, and you could change the color of your Bonzi by using /color, one of the site's commands, and typing it with the color you wanted. If you didn't type a color, you'd be given one at random. The site also had many other commands. For example, using /joke would make your Bonzi tell a joke or fact that was supposed to entertain you, among other amusing commands. Created in August 2016 by a user called Hey Joe Way, Joseph Judge, It evolved into a yet another hug box for underage Go Animate users with mental diseases. Shocking, I know. The site started to reek over the years. And eventually, even Joseph Judge realized that the site was too cancerous to stay up, so he unplugged its life support. Thousands of children started crying and demanded the piss litter to return, but it never did. Officially, at least. See, Joseph did the fatal mistake of keeping the site's GitHub repository up, leading to the internet getting flooded with horrible reruns that ensure the site's continuity. The tale of Bonzi World continues with shitty revivals going up and shutting down every 6 minutes. However, when the original Bonzi World site by Joseph was still up, a discussion started about this show. We were able to get the chat log of this discussion, however, we have removed the users' names for their privacy. Thank you for understanding. User 1. Oh my god, has anyone heard of the Bonzi Buddy show? User 2. Yeah, I remember watching it on Nick Jr. when I was a kid. User 3. Actually, I think it originated from an obscure Canadian cartoon channel. I can't remember the name of it, though. User 1. I don't remember that. User 2. Me neither. User 4. It's possible that it was only aired in Canada and not in the US. That might explain why some of us don't remember it. User 1. Oh my god, I think I just remembered the channel it was on. It was called Cartoon Funtime or something like that. User 2. Oh yeah, I think you're right. It was so good. User 3. Never knew it was Canadian. I always thought it was a Nick Jr. show. User 4. It's possible that it was later picked up by Nick Jr. in the US, but I think it was originally aired on this Canadian channel. These users in the chat are discussing their memories of the show, with User 1 and User 2 initially mentioning that they remember watching it on Nick Jr., but User 3 and User 4 providing additional information that this probably wasn't the case. User 4 mentions that it did not originate from Nick Jr., but from an obscure Canadian cartoon TV channel. The channel name is not remembered by the users. This adds to the mystery and confusion surrounding the show's history, as it suggests that the show may not have been as widely aired or well-known as the other users initially thought. User 4 also points out that it's possible that the show was later picked up by Nick Jr. in the US, but it originally aired on this Canadian channel. Quite strange. The Japanese blog. Before the website died, a few users that knew the story of the Lost Bonzi Buddy show did some very deep researching on it. They eventually found a Japanese blog talking about the show's pilot episode that aired on Nickelodeon's Japanese channel. That post even included a screenshot of the show being aired on the channel that had its logo. An extremely rare find. The following text is taken from that Japanese blog. April 5th, 2001. Today the Nickelodeon channel aired a pilot of a new Nick Jr. show. It's called The Bonzi Buddy Show, and it's about a purple monkey named Bonzi. The pilot was about him and his friends going to find his missing bananas. I thought that the show was a good one. I like the animation and the design of the characters. I can't wait for the other episodes. The episode was kind of funny, in my opinion. Why the show isn't on Nick Jr.'s website? On March 31st of 2020, a person on the hunt for the lost show had contacted one of the people that worked on Nick Jr., asking for the episodes and why the show wasn't on Nick Jr.'s website. And they actually got a response. The following text is from what the worker replied with. March 31st, 2020, 3:45 p.m. Robert B. Birdley. Hello. The reason why the show is no longer on Nick Jr.'s website is because after the show had been canceled, Joe and Jay Bonzi had requested for the show to be removed from the website due to the criticism it was getting. Nick Jr. agreed to remove the show from the website. This is the reason why the show isn't there anymore. Now, about the episodes, I don't have any. But you can try contacting someone else and see if they have the episodes you're looking for. Thanks for asking. The call. A few days after this, the same person who contacted Robert B. Byerly... I guess it got lost in translation a bit. Had found Joe Bonzi's phone number. And called him. The following is that call transcription. Hello? Who's calling? Hi there. Do you happen to have any episodes of The Bonzi Buddy Show? According to many people, it's a show that has been lost since 2009, and to this day, there are many people trying to find its episodes. I'm just calling you because I want you to confirm if it's all true and that if you happen to have any episodes of this show. Okay, so... Look, I actually do have the episodes for the show, but... I mean, I gotta ask. Number one, who are you? And why are there so many people wanting to watch that garbage? I'm not even sure they're gonna like this crap anymore. I mean, have you seen the criticism towards this show in the past? Yes, sir. Sorry. There are people wanting to watch the show because they consider it being nostalgic. A lot of people who are trying to find this show says that they liked watching it. Could you please release those episodes on the internet? Sure. First, I'm going to have to talk with Jay to see if he wants the episodes released. 1 minute. Okay. Hey, man, you still there? Yeah. Jay said he's going to think about it. If he releases all of the episodes, I'll make sure to call you again. But first, what's your number? Yeah, let me give it to you. I'm not going to put his number here, unless this person's fine with it. Okay, thank you. I'm going to write it in so I don't forget your number, okay? All right. Done. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling, man. You're welcome. See ya. It has been 3 years, and the episodes have still not yet been released. Jay Bonzi probably thought about not releasing the episodes for unknown reasons. Leaked screenshot. Days later, Robert had found a screenshot taken from an episode with Bonzi, possibly with his friends on the beach. The plot is unknown, though. Robert has sent the screenshot to the same person who had contacted him before, and Robert has also confirmed that the total runtime for this and all episodes of the Bonzi Buddy Show were 11 minutes. He said that he doesn't remember if the show had any specials, you know, occurring on holidays, things like that. Used to be on Nick Jr.'s website. The show actually used to be on Nick Jr.'s website back when the show wasn't canceled. If going to the TV schedule page from 2003 on Nick Jr.'s website using the Wayback Machine helps you, you will find the Bonzi Buddy Show there. Advertisements of the show, as well as advertisements from the Bonzi Buddy software, can be found on some pages of the site in 2003 using this tool. Since then, I suppose we'll have to wait.